Chapter 1 of The Breaking Point. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Nicholas Clifford. The Breaking Point by Mary Roberts Reinhardt. Chapter 1. "Heaven and earth," sang the tenor, Mr. Henry Wallace, owner of the Wallace Garage. His larynx, which gave him somewhat the effect of having swallowed a crab-apple and got it only part way down, protruded above his low collar. "Heaven and earth," sang the bass, Mr. Edwin Goodnow of the Meat Market and the Boy Scouts. "Heaven and earth are full." His chin, large and fleshy, buried itself deep. His eyes were glued on the music sheet in his hand. "Are full, are full, are full," sang the soprano, Claire Rossiter, of the yellow colonial house on the Ridgely Road. She sang with her eyes turned up, and as she reached G-flat she lifted herself on her toes. "Of the majesty of thy glory." "Ready," barked the choir master. "Full now, and all together." The choir room in the parish house resounded to the 20 voices of the choir. The choir master at the piano kept time with his head. Earnest and intent, they filled the building with the festival Te Deum of Dudley Buck, Opus 63, Number 1. Elizabeth Wheeler liked choir practice. She liked the way in which, after the different parts had been run through, the voices finally blended into harmony and beauty. She liked the small sense of achievement it gave her, and of being a part on Sundays of the service. She liked the feeling when she put on the black cassock and white surplice, and the small round velvet cap, of having placed in her locker the things of this world, such as a rose-colored hat and a blue georgette frock, and of being stripped, as it were, for aspirations. At such times she had vague dreams of renunciation. She saw herself cloistered in some quiet spot, withdrawn from the world, a place where there were long vistas of pillars and Gothic arches after a photograph in the living room at home, and a great organ somewhere playing. She would go home from church, however, clad in the rose-colored hat and the blue georgette frock, and eat a healthy Sunday luncheon, and by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, when the family slept and Jim had gone to the country club, her dreams were quite likely to be entirely different. Generally speaking, they had to do with love, romantic, unclouded, young love, dramatic only because it was love, and very happy. Sometime, perhaps, someone would come and say he loved her. That was all. That was at once the beginning and the end. Her dreams led up to that and stopped.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?